Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That's Shotgun. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You get a chance, I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And all the things that are there, we built it just for you. We update it every day. So you have new stuff right there on the homepage and lots of stuff that we've done over the years archived there for you. Thousands of pieces of information on any topic you can think of under the Small Business Sun. Challenges, opportunities, anywhere in between. Anywhere between 5 seconds and 15 minutes, we got something you can do. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, including the body of work that Ramon Ray has deposited with us. Ramon is with us. He's the editor of SmallBizTechnology.com. That website is outstanding. His book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, you've been working a lot with some of the smaller form devices, and I want you to talk about this new Google device in a little bit. But before we get there, have you been evaluating any of the different tablets?
I own the
iPad.
Okay.
And I have to say I love it. But most people do. But and I did have a Kindle, and right. I like the Kindle. The Kindle is a great reader, but it's not a good app machine.
Right. Not yet.
And so I had a Kindle, and I traded it in on the iPad because I wanted more. I wanted a reader and an app machine. Right. And so how do you compare iPad to, say, some of the other things that are out there?
I must give Apple the nod. Apple is the premium brand, I think, for functionality and features. I mean, we have to give that to them. However, having said that, there are other tablets out there, as you know, and they do different things. So I have a playbook, a BlackBerry playbook, as part of my reviewing and things I've been doing with them.
Is that a tablet? Is that a tablet? Not unlike an iPad?
Yep, tablet. Okay.
How does it compare to the iPad?
It does not have the functionality of the iPad as far as the applications. However, it works pretty well. It has two cameras, for example, which is nice. I like how you slide up and down. So I think they've done some good features built in.
Right.
And I think for corporate users that want the security, and again, iPad's probably secure as well,
right.
But that's what BlackBerry excels in, it's a pretty good device.
How much is their machine?
That's about $500. It's very compatible with the iPad.
Well, the iPad's about $640 with 3G.
Right, I mean, but, you know, but give or take, you know, 100 or 200 in that 500 to 700 range.
All right. Give us, is there anyone other before we talk about the Google machine?
I think Toshiba. I was at CES, and Toshiba was just launching their new Android device, and I think it just launched yesterday. That's a pretty cool machine. I haven't touched it yet, but on the Android side, you're going to see a lot of vendors with a lot of new products trying to compete with Apple, who's the dominant player.
Well, see, I have Android cell phone. My smartphone is Android.
Right, same with mine.
Yeah. Okay, so now have you tried the iPad too?
I have not yet. I've seen it looking at people on the train in New York.
Yeah.
So I may grab one of them, but I like the playbook. The playbook is small, it's velvet. My kids love it, so it works well for me.
I got you. Now, what about this new Google device?
Yeah, it's called Google Chromebook, and if you want more information,
Google Chromebook.
Chromebook, that's right.
Okay. Chrome is their browser, is Google's browser.
Exactly. It's a play off the words of their Chrome browser.
Right.
And it is a notebook computer, just like you may see in other ones, but the difference is a couple fold. Imagine a Chrome browser that is on your computer and that's all there is. That's the big difference. So what Google is trying to push, and soon they're going to launch this with a partner such as Samsung, I think, and others, is a computer that stores nothing on the hard drive. That's the main thing about it.
Everything's
just
in the
browser.
Cloud.
Right. All in the cloud.
What about email? It incorporates email into all that?
You can do all that, but again, it's all from the cloud. So that means you can go to your Gmail account or
right.
your web-enabled
So you have multiple. You have multiple windows open, and they're not they're not just browser pages of a website. One window's the browser, one window's the email, one window's the IM, one window's the calendar, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct.
It's all tab-based.
Right, just like you would have on a regular Chrome desktop, or Firefox or IE for that matter.
Right.
And what I found, I mean, I think that, again, people have said, do you need it or whatever? I think Google is making this just to have another product available, especially for corporations that want to even lock down their computers further.
But this is a clamshell, regular computer, clamshell kind of computer, right? It's not a tablet.
No, that is, it is not a tablet. It's correct.
Does it have a hard drive?
It doesn't have a hard drive, but it has cache. And
okay.
When you log in, you can store files to a local cache, as it were.
Okay.
But if you lose the computer, want to throw it away, you can still get your data back.
All right. What about USB?
USB, it has it.
It does, okay.
It's very limited, so one USB port, one VGA.
I got you.
But no, like, on-off switch for the wireless. No multiple USB
ports.
Right.
What about as a media player?
Not the best in the world. You know, if you really want sound and video, you probably want to get a traditional PC.
Yeah, or iPad.
But I must say, one thing that I, or an iPad, of course, one thing that I found is that I was using SlideRocket. I was at this conference, I told you, and most of us use PowerPoint. But it got me realizing that cloud computing is pretty powerful.
Huh.
So, because it forced me to not use any PC-based applications.
Ah.
Yeah, it worked pretty well.
Yeah, interesting. So how much is the new Chromebook?
Well, they're going to be launching it. It hasn't launched yet, but I think you'll find prices in the range of $300 to $400.
Wow.
Give or take. It really depends on
And is that is that wireless and 3G or just wireless?
Well, it has Wi-Fi, of course. Now, if you want 3G or 4G enabled, that's probably going to be a bit more.
Oh, I know what I want to ask you quickly.
Yeah.
Does the iPad 2 handle 4G?
Not from Verizon Wireless yet. I mean, again, AT&T
okay,
has their version.
Okay, but if you have a 3G tablet and 4G is available, will it pick up the 4G, or do you have to have a separate modem for that?
Got to have 4G.
You got to have a 4G modem.
Correct.
Okay, interesting. Hey, Ramon, give us the website again, please.
Thanks, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. A pleasure speaking with you.
I told you we'd get smarter when Ramon joined us. Thanks, Ramon. We'll see you next time. Got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.